تزكية لقلوبنا وتطهيرا لنفوسنا وتعجيلا لفرج سيدنا ومولانا بقية الله الأعظم الحجة ابن الحسن المهدي أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. عطروا مجالسكم بالصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون. والعاقبة للمتقين. السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي يا رسول الله. السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي يا أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك مولاتي يا زهراء. السلام على الإمام الحسن. السلام عليك مولاي يا أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك سيدي يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك مولاتي يا زينب. Tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we add a few more salutations. As-salamu alayki, maulati ya umma al-bani. As-salamu alayka, maulai, ayyuhal abdu s-salih. السلام عليك يا أبا الفضل العباس. السلام عليك سيدي ومولاي. Dear brothers and sisters, they say it was narrated that on the day of judgment, as the accounting for everything we have done, as all the creatures of Allah, everyone is gathered. They say, Lady Zahra alayha salam, as she approaches, everyone cast their eyes down. And Jibreel alayhi salam asks her, Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, Bima tabda'een al-hisab? What would you, what the judgment, the judging to start with, Ya Zahra? Do you want to start the judgment with those who oppressed your father Muhammad? She says no. Do you want to start the judgment with those who hurt you after his departure? She says no. Do you want to start the judgment with those who hurt your husband, Imam Ali? She says no. Do you start the judgment with those who killed Imam Hassan? She says no. Do you want to start the judgment with those who stood before your son Hussein in Karbala? She said no. Do you want to start the judgment with those who hurt your daughter, Lady Zainab? She says no. Jibreel says, O Lady Zahra, what do you want to start the judgment with? They say, Lady Zahra alayha salam brings out the two hands and says, I want to start the judgment with those who caused these two hands to be cut off from Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. Dear brothers and sisters, Lady Zahra alayha salam, she wants to start the questioning not with those who killed Hussein, but with those who caught the hands of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. Dear brothers and sisters, tonight is the night of al-Abbas alayhi salam. Tonight is the night of Abu al-Fadl alayhi salam. Tonight you take your heart to Karbala. Tonight you live the moment of the 10th day of Muharram. Tonight you walk with Lady Zainab. Tonight you walk with Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. Tonight you see the courage. Tonight you see the honesty. Tonight you see the bravery. Tonight you see the fighter. Tonight you see the warrior. But tonight also you see the heart. Tonight you see the care. Tonight you see the love. Tonight you see that tender touch of al-Abbas alayhi salam. Tonight you see as Sukaina comes to her uncle Abbas, as she begs him for the water. Tonight you live step by step what went through in the camp of Hussein. Tonight you hear the echoes of the children calling their uncle, Wa Abbasa, Wa Amma. Tonight you hear the camp of Hussein bleeding the heart, bleeding their eyes, for they've seen the passing and martyrdom of Abbas. Ya Abbas, 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 Ya Laytana Kunna Ma'akum Sadati, فنفوز فوزا عظيما. صلوات
الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، والصلاة والسلام على النبي الهاشمي القرشي المدني الأبطحي التهامي السيد البهي السراج المضي الكوكب الدري صاحب الوقار والسكينة المدفون بالمدينة العبد المؤيد الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we start, let us remember and recite Allah's salawat by remembering our 12th holy imam, standing up and moving forward a little bit. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And for remembering our beloved Imam Hussein, let us recite it again louder and louder. And to remember Lady Zahra alayha salam in the tragedy of her son Imam Hussein, the loudest for the third time, so it can echo all the way to Karbala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره والله متم نوره يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون والله متم الكافرون صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in this verse, it clearly says those who want to distinguish, extinguish, put off the light of Allah Azza wa Jal بأفواههم. They try to take out the light. Nur Allah,
the light of Allah. Wallahu, but he tells us in the verse, Wallahu, and Allah mutimmu nurihi. He will complete his light, perfect that light. He will continue that light. Al-itmam here, the word mutimmu, it's going and it will keep going. He'll continue giving this light. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, even if the disbelievers dislike it. One would ask themselves, what is that light that the disbelievers want to extinguish? Is it a tawheed? Is it a nubuwa? What is it? Another verse explained to us about that light. Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Therefore accept faith in Allah and His noble messenger and the light which we have sent down. So here, the light is distinguished from Allah and the Prophet. There's something, a third issue, that Allah is saying these disbelievers want to extinguish that light. What is that light? Here comes the Imam alayhi salam, As-Sadiq salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. What does he say? هو نور الإمامة والولاية. This is the light of imama and wilaya. And he continues, والله متم نوره, and Allah is continuing and perfecting and completing this light. How? بولاية قائم آل بيت محمد. It's through the imama of our 12th holy imam. That will be the completion of religion. That will be the completion of that light. Dear brothers and sisters, obviously, here there is the belief in Allah, belief in the Prophet, and belief in the light. That light that Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Remember this verse, وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. The reason we ought to know this, because it provides us the foundation to understand and to build our expectations. This light is important in our being, in our survival, in our existence. And that is why in Dua al-Ahd, the supplication of al-Ahd that we ought to read daily when we can, in the morning after Salat al-Subh. What do we say? Allahumma Rabban Nur al-Azim. The Lord of the Grand Light. Wa Rabb al-Kursi al-Rafi'. And then also says, Allahumma inni as'aluka, O my Lord, I seek and I ask you, biwajhika al-kareem, in your generous. When I say wajhika, I mean the way Allah is approached through. Wa binuri wajhika al-munir, and the light of that wajh. And this depicts, dear brothers and sisters, the light of the imama, and specifically today the light of the 12th holy imam alayhi salam. And we understand that Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, God is the light of the heavens and earth. And as I've said in many different times, that nothing can be seen unless it reflects light. It does not. Here is a metaphor on how things come to existence only when Allah Azza wa Jal shines His light on it to exist and become. And it only happens through the completion of what? Of that nur, the nur of the wilaya and imamah. And that is why knowing the imam is essential to our being. And here we understand when the Immaculate says, لولا الإمام, if it wasn't for the imam, لساخت الأرض بما عليها. We believe the existence of the imam is built in the makeup of this universe, that without him we cease to exist. And some might say, hold on, are we giving the imam more than we should? Are we giving Ahlul Bayt? See, it all depends. Our understanding is based on what? How do we explain this universe? One rule I want you to realize. No matter what we give, what we talk, what and how we understand Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, there is one thing we cannot take away from them. What is that? They are in need. They are not totally independent. They are not in the case that we might think that they stand without no need. Who do they need? They are always in need to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is only Allah Azza wa Jal that we say He is absolutely independent, and furthermore, everything else depends on Him. In the absolute sense of dependency. But Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, whatever they have is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is through the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now we need to explore what is it that these individuals have. Because dear brothers and sisters, in the Holy Quran we see this metaphor or this description of people having this light. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. So, will he whose Allah Azza wa Jal expanded his chest, has opened up for Islam, he is therefore upon a light from his Lord. So, when you get a step closer to Allah Azza wa Jal by adhering, by following Islam, there is, Allah says, as if there is a light casted upon you. There is another higher level of being that you are raised. We might not see it here. There is something, let me give you an example here. And I'm going to use this example throughout. Let me give this example, and let us again remember the Imam, the 12th Holy Imam, by standing and trying to give more room and come forward with Allah salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Here, we all use cell phones, right? And in order for us to have this cell phone up and running, what is essential to the cell phone? Excellent, the signal. I might have a cell phone, but it's dead without a signal. Is a cell phone useless? It's as if it doesn't exist. The signal now, at times, the signal becomes more powerful, or it becomes what? Weaker. My question is this. The signal is there. It's our position from the signal that dictates the weakness or the strength. Right or wrong? And through it, our calls either last longer or what? They drop. When they drop, the problem is with what? With the signal. This nur that Allah Azza wa Jal talks about, I can draw it closer to our minds with the signal. That nur, that light becomes stronger with our closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. But if we choose to farther to take ourselves away far from Allah, we're weakening the signal, and what happens? Our communication gets dropped. Not because of him, but because of us. The signal is there. The towers are everywhere. If we choose to go to a place to drop the signal, the problem is ours. Okay? Now, dear brothers and sisters, now please don't get technical with the example, okay? I know some of us will pick an example well, and I'm not trying to recommend whether you use AT&T or Verizon Wireless. The point is, how do we strengthen and weaken our signal with Allah Azza wa Jal is depicted through that light. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. Look at that example. Allah, when we read the Quran with the examples He gives us and reflect, there is another awakening to our hearts, dear brothers and sisters. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. And will the one who was dead, فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ, and so we raised him to life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. And we set for him a light with which he walks with it amongst the people. That nur, Allah says, كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. Is he like the one who is in the realms of darkness, never to emerge out of it? Allah here is saying, you're alive. This life, because if it wasn't about the person who's alive, why would he say the example of that who's in darkness? The darkness is what? Is a state of ignorance. But a state of ignorance here to something specific, for he depicts it with light. The state of ignorance on the other side of it is the state of what? من الظلمات إلى النور. In another verse he says, Allah revealed the verses of the Quran for what purpose? ليخرج الناس, to take the people out. من الظلمات إلى النور. The words of Allah Azza wa Jal. The words are what? The words are these in the Holy Quran that we read. But this Holy Quran, with all its power and might, is silenced unless it is echoed, unless it is revealed, unless it is manifested. And we look at Hadith al-Ghadir. I am leaving behind what? The two ways. Kitabullah wa itrati ahl bayti. The household is equal to Kitabullah. This equal sign means what? Whatever words in this book are in these people. Saying what? That when we read verse after another, when we read example after another, when we understand about a prophet after a prophet, it means that they are equal to each and every verse, signifying, manifesting, and talking, and they become not only the word of Allah, but the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the power, this is where Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam manifest the Holy Quran. So therefore, it's either we see and learn from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and we read the Quran to match those two, to understand, get the full picture. For one is silent, one is talking. The Imam Islam says, أَنَا الْقُرْآنُ النَّاطِقُ. I am the talking Quran. And this is where we realize further, dear brothers and sisters, when we understand this significant role the Imam holds in this universe. Let's try to understand it further. And the reason we want to understand it, not just as a kind of an intellectual exploration, but in order to understand our role in this universe. Right now, when I want to understand what I do to and being part of a living being, a human being in this country, in this community, what is my role? I need to understand how this community functions. And then I see what am I fit for, and what do I want to do, and what do I want to advance myself to do. Unless I understand how this community works, unless I understand in my company what are the different positions, what are the different responsibilities and obligations, you know, I have no degree, I have no experience, I walk in and I see this person. He walks in, he drives in, and he gets out of this very fancy car, wearing this very fancy suit. Everyone respects him. Everyone looks up to him. He's so influential. He's so powerful. He walks to this very beautiful office. I realize, I say, you know what? What does he do? He is the CEO. Then I say, I want to be the CEO. I want to apply to become the CEO. What will happen to me? I'll be mocked. Why? I am not qualified. If I want to be qualified, the first thing I see, what does this CEO holds of responsibilities and obligations? And I learn, and I learn, and I add to my experience in order for me to attain that position. The same thing with your role with the 12 Holy Imam. You want a position with him? You need to understand how all of this works, to understand these positions are not held just by reading a book or two, or by attaining a job or two, or a degree or another. No, it's different. These jobs with the Imam alayhi salam has to do directly. See, I can make up a lot of things on my resume. I can make up a lot of things on an interview. Have you been with interviews that you tried to slide yourself through and make sure you skipped here and there, you managed your way around the interview? You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, that's scary if you guys say yes. You shouldn't be saying yes, all right? You should be only asking and applying for what you know. But, you know, when you look at these individuals, the resume looks real good. But when you start asking them, questioning them about their experience, but who can question them about their experience? It is only that who knows the subject matter. It's only the experienced ask about an experience. And then, you know, sometimes when people speak, you know, when I read a book, after having a certain years of experience and reading and learning, sometimes it takes a person to say one statement. And in that statement, one word would be displaced. I know that this person knows his topic or doesn't, or he's just copying and pasting. You know, some people read some nice terms and they start talking. You catch them. Those who are experts in the subject will catch them right away. And know that these are just fake. Let me tell you, in your careers, in your lives, take this advice from me. I interviewed many people. I sat on committees to interview people in different careers. Do me a favor. Don't make a fool out of yourself. Know the subject before you interview for it. Understand it well. And only get a job. And work hard at what you're trying to attain. The same way it is required from us when we are about to work with the Imam alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam, why is it? Come on. You know how much in our minds when we talk about the Imam, we think we're going to take this position like Malik ibn al-Malik al-Ashtar, or al-Abbas alayhi salam, or Ali al-Akbar, or take these like Hijr, like all these great individuals that changed the course of history. Like how? We hardly wake up on morning prayers. We hardly do the things that we're required to do. Why? Why is it that when it comes to religion, we think that we can get things very easily? I do apologize, but just to make a little bit more room, let us try to recite salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, men and women, by standing and moving forward, please, if you can.
And there is a section on for the men's side on that side, if you can move forward.
See, the Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala alayh, he is telling you, you want a job with me? Here's the thing. You remember in the past nights what I have been talking about is that sanctuary. That area in your heart, he wants it dedicated, committed. So with the Imam alayhi salam, if I want to be part of this mission and part of this movement of change, the true and real change, it starts where? Right in here. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. That believer who was given life, Allah made light for him as he walks amongst people. Is this person like the one who is مَثَلُهُ, his example, فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, in the darkness, and he's never exiting from it? Listen to the end of the verse. كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. It is similarly, the deeds of the disbelievers are made to appear good to them. Hold on. Here Allah is saying the disbelievers, they were made to see their bad deeds as good, and their bad deeds were depicted as what? As darkness. Allah is saying that darkness to the disbeliever, those who do not realize, sometimes look so beautified, so wonderful. And sometimes I see individuals, their mindset is truly amazing. Not in a good sense, amazing. In a disgusting sense, amazing. Why? The way they approach things, their stubbornness when it comes to issues of religion is off the charts. Why? They want to argue like they know everything. They want to argue like, and they want to make their position where they're not eligible for it. Subhanallah. Like God or the Imam does not know that sanctuary of yours, does not know your heart, cannot access it. To him, it is an open book. See, the power and the amazing thing about the Imam alayhi salam, we always talk about the Imams or the Prophets and we think about them in the framework or in the context of a miracle. No. The Imam alayhi salam, there are two elements. The element of knowledge and the element of will. The knowledge for the Imam alayhi salam is immense. Meaning what? When we say the Prophet or the Imam or one of these individuals, it could be just a believer who was able to do something and that might be seen by us as a miracle. What does a miracle mean? Does it mean it is something impossible to be done and he did it? Absolutely not. We are the religion of reason. When I say something is impossible, it means what? It's period impossible. So it's undoable. There is no way, if it is impossible, in every sense it is impossible, that means it is not doable. Then what is a miracle? The miracle is something that for us we do not know how it was done because the lack of our knowledge and the advancement of the knowledge the person who did the miracle has. When Allah Azza wa Jal, you think it is not built in the making of this universe, water, that water carries a human being, or water opens up for a human being, it is built in it, but based on what? We look at things, unfortunately, from the materialistic sense. We only say, if there is a certain mass that is put on water, and water, normal water, it will sink. But we forget to realize that Allah also built a layer of knowledge for the ones who believe that this mass will have a different effect on water. It would walk on water. The water would open up for it. It doesn't mean that this is something impossible. It only means that that formula between the power of the will, the power of faith, the power of mainly, most importantly, intellect. When you conquer that knowledge, it becomes to you open book that you know how to conquer everything else. And everything else becomes, as the Quran says, وَلَقَدْ سَخَّرْنَا. We made everything available to Bani Adam. We subdued everything to Bani Adam. Subhanallah. Then therefore, it means what we lack is the knowledge and the will. Put together, it happens. And that's why we see Isa alayhi salam. See, some of us think that here's the Prophet. Allah sends a miracle on the Prophet. And the Prophet is what? At the moment of the miracle, has nothing to do but a tool. No. As a matter of fact, if you read the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and a noble messenger to the descendants of Israel, إِنْ أَنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, I came to you with a verse from your Lord. Listen. What does he say? أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ, I create for you, mold for you, من الطين كهيئة الطير. Then he says, وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ, and I also heal him who's born blind. Here, Allah is saying, as Isa alayhi salam was talking to his people, he was saying, I create, I heal. So this power that was given to him, how? Because at the end, he even says, وَأُحْيِ الْمَوْتَ, and I bring back to life the dead. How? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Here Allah Azza wa Jal has given that permission, that ability, that knowledge and that will, that this person can do it with what? With that dependency on Allah Azza wa Jal. It's like me when I walk, when I talk. Right now when I talk, am I doing it independent of Allah? No. Obviously, I need Allah in every breath I take. I need Allah in whatever I do. But Allah has given me the ability to talk. I choose to talk. I use it whenever I want. Because what? I have the knowledge of it. And the same thing, Isa alayhi salam, he reached that state. Allah gave him that ability. He uses it as he wishes. And that is why when we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam, As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adam, ya waritha Ibrahim, ya waritha Musa, ya waritha Isa, the inheritor of Adam, Musa, Isa, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, when he inherits, what does he inherit? Is he inheriting money? Is he inheriting any wealth? He is inheriting the knowledge that Allah gave them, he has it. So we know on the day of Karbala, Al-Hussein alayhi salam, did he will that all of them vanish? He could have. But then, as he said, someone asked, see, we need to realize this knowledge. Someone asked Imam Ali alayhi salam, if you knew that Ibn Muljim is going to kill you, why didn't you kill him? You know what his answer was? Then who would kill Ali? There are certain things that have to happen. The Imam alayhi salam, just knowing about it, because nowadays, unfortunately, there are individuals who do not understand these very meticulous issues when it comes to theology. Theology and the understanding of the creed, especially in Ahlul Bayt, and I assure you, and I stand here to challenge anyone, there is no way you can find a creed and a theology that is so complete like the one Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam provide us. With reason, in a meticulous way, in the level of details, you will never find it anywhere else. In every way, in every issue, the way you take it apart and you build it up. And that is why you see that Imam Salamullah Ta'ala alayhi, when he talks about this, his killing, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to see them sabaya, about the woman, wanted to see them prisoners of war. What does that mean? That part of the making of the events of history, that because the choices those who came before Imam Hussein alayhi salam made, and those at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and God's knowledge of it, it was required that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his test was to go through this, because they were tested. Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a prophet. And then Allah tested him. When he completed the test, what happened to him? He became an imam. Look at Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 124. Allah Azza wa Jal tested Ibrahim. He completed the test. He raised him, made him an imam alayhi salam. And that is when we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His test was one of the hardest tests. Allah Azza wa Jal testing him in Karbala, when you walk knowing the courage it takes, knowing not only you, but your companions and your family members and yourself and the dear ones will be killed in the battlefield. Furthermore, your most beloved lady Zainab alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, you think Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it was easy for him to leave lady Zainab alayhi salam knowing she would become a prisoner of war? They say in one of the events, when one of the family members of Imam Hussein alayhi salam fell on the grounds of Karbala, Imam Hussein wanted to pick him up, but his eyes, it took hold, and he saw on the side, on the tent. So he said to the brothers, go pick up your brothers and bring him back. And what did he do? He went and he directed himself towards one of the tents. Why? They say because Lady Zainab alayha salam had her hand on her head as she was seeing the fall of the child. And Imam Hussein did not want Lady Zainab to fall on the ground. Did not want Lady Zainab alayha salam to feel alone. He wanted to be the brother to hold his sister. You think someone with that heart, he had it easy that he would leave his sister to become a prisoner of war after him? Impossible. But this was his test. And that is why he accepted and he said, رِضًا بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ, accepting the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear brothers and sisters, knowing that this, the elements of knowledge and the element of determination and will are part of the miraculous being of the Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala alayhi. The Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala alayhi taps into the reality and the truthful reason behind things. I'll take back the example of the cell phone. When I look at the cell phone and I make a call, to us, most people don't understand what goes behind making of that phone call. In reality, there is so much technology, so much math, so much physics, so much engineering in making that one phone call. Do we think about it? Do we even know it? Yet we use the phone. The Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala alayhi, when he sees things, he sees them with the eyes of malakut, with the eyes of true reality, with the eyes of how things are made and how things are implemented. And that's why the Imam alayhi salam, when he knows the reasons behind things, he can shorten the gap, he can hasten the process, he can make it faster, more effective. It is not because the Imam alayhi salam is doing the impossible. On the opposite, on the contrary, it is because he knows in depth what is truly possible. He activates these processes, and that all comes from the knowledge that he gained because of his will to submit to Allah Azza wa Jal. He, Allah, gave him that knowledge and therefore gave him the authority over this world.
As we know, the Imams alayhim salam say, إِن شِئْنَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَا نَشَاءُ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ.
These are deep words that if we will, Allah wills for us. But we don't will except what Allah wills for us. يَرْضَ اللَّهُ لِرِضَاهَا. Fatima alayhi salam, Allah is pleased for her pleasure. وَيَغْضَبُ لِغَضَبِهَا. And Allah gets angry for what? For Lady Zahra's anger.
Dear brothers and sisters, and that's why we see in the verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah is giving us the keys for our happiness. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah furnishes a way for that who fears Him. We need taqwa. Taqwa. I remind myself, you know, taqwa is the key to owning this universe. The key to having authority over this universe. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And He gives him sustenance from where we don't even expect or know. You know, it's very easy to find and solve an equation. It's very easy to resolve a problem. But it's so hard to conquer the self. It's very hard to control the desire. It's very hard to know the I, control it, and direct it in order for us to be successful. How many times I stand before the mirror and I fight myself? You all know it. How many times when I get in my car, I know I'm doing something wrong. I know I should change. I make up excuses for myself. Why? Because I fail fighting the I. I fail conquering the I. I fail when it comes to the I. The I wants to be free to do everything. Yet, the intellect in the I knows that the I cannot be let go to do anything it wants. Why? It would harm itself. The eye needs to be tamed. The eye needs to be controlled. The eye needs to be directed for the eye to blossom. For the eye to shine. For the eye to strengthen that signal. For the eye to strengthen that light. And that is why, dear brothers and sisters, we need to realize that Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, we talk about the 12th Holy Imam in the context of miracles. Over and over again. But in truly, it is all natural. And we see that in many different places, it is narrated that the Imam, the 12th Holy Imam, Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, dear brothers and sisters, lives amongst us. He does what we do. He sees us, we just don't know Him. We see Him, but we just don't know Him. The Imam Salamullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, some of us want to work so hard, look for the special dua, look for the special prayer to see the Imam. When He tells us, don't worry about that. I'll come and see you. I'll come and be with you. You ought to be at a state where you deserve seeing me. And what if you see the Imam alayhi salam? What if you see the Imam alayhi salam? We know the small occultation and there is the great occultation. Dear brothers and sisters, the great occultation, we're living it today. And the great occultation, when they are describing it, the Imams alayhi salam, they add a few things to understand it further. For example, in some of the supplications, اللهم صل على الأبدال والأوتاد والسياح والعباد والمخلصين والزهاد وأهل الجد والاجتهاد. There are these titles, أبدال, أوتاد, سياح. What are they? Who are they? In other narrations of the Imams عليهم السلام, these are individuals
preparing the appearance of the 12th Holy Imam. They could be sitting here, men or women. There is no limitation. They could be in the west, in the east, they're actually everywhere. You think the Imam alayhi salam is sitting in hiding somewhere in a cave, not attached and not in connection with anyone? No. He has his network. And this network is global, everywhere. And this network works with him. When one dies, the other is replaced. Are you one of them? You know yourself. You know yourself. I know myself. The question is, if we want to aspire to do something, we need to be in that network. We need to build the community of the 12th Holy Imam. And that community of that 12th Holy Imam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look at the verse. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. If Allah wills, everyone on earth would have become what? A believer. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do you want to compulse and force people to be believers? Allah didn't want it. Why do you want to force people? Again, the key to becoming an essential and an important part of the community of the Holy Imam alayhi salam. In order for you to be from those who open the hearts of others, you need to know how to open your own heart first. In order for you to bring peace to the hearts of others, you need to have peace in your own heart. In order for you to guide others, you need to be guided. In order for you to teach others, you need to be taught. In order for you to lead others, you need to be led. Dear brothers and sisters, this is very important. Our awakening, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَا وَيَحْيَى مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَا. To live or die, how? With knowledge. Why? Because at the end of the day, our judgment is about our responsibilities and what we did to these responsibilities. If we own a penny or we own millions, what did you do with them? If you have authority over your own children, yourself, or a million others, what did you do with this authority? Did you only lecture day in, day out? Or did you lead them to safety? Did you rise with the community? Or did you let them down? Did you move them in the right direction? Or generation after generation, you see the same thing is happening. This community did not advance anywhere. When? Why? Because we fail, then you know what? When we fail, we're not with the Imam. How do we succeed? To succeed in the eyes of the Imam is not only when it happens you succeed when you try. You become successful and the Imam looks at you with the eyes of mercy when you try. But what kind of trying? Not sitting in your bed and dreaming of it. No, you truly put yourself out there and you try your best. When you're, and no one knows if you really did or not accept you. You are responsible for that. That move starts with you. Dear brothers and sisters, we know Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, Ya Aba Dhar, إِذَا هَمَمْتَ بِأَمْرٍ فَتَدَبَّرْ عَاقِبَتَهُ. If you decide you want to do something, carry on something, think about the consequence. If it was good, go with it. And if it's bad, stop from doing it. And if we take a step back and just think of what we do. And dear brothers and sisters, and the only way we can do it is through creating this culture. The culture of understanding. The culture of truly doing. We should be a community that does things. Is always a creative. Is always carrying the initiative. We are not only followers. We need to be leaders. Individually and as a community.
is through understanding. It's through clearing first and foremost the heart and the mind, and filling and channeling the right things into it. And it does not happen if you don't work hard. Dear brothers and sisters, how did Imam Hussein alayhi salam's mentioning until today? You go anywhere around the world, you go to the east, you go to the west, subhanAllah, turn the channels, you see, they all say, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Dear brothers and sisters, it is because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is because of those who were with Imam Hussein. It is because individuals like Al-Abbas alayhi salam. Come with me today, dear brothers and sisters, to Karbala. Come with me to the 10th day of Muharram. And let us see now Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He lost the companions, all the family members. Ali al-Akbar was martyred. Al-Qasim was martyred. Who does he have with him? They say there were few amongst whom was Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas has his three brothers. He sent them all to the battlefield. Every time Al-Abbas goes to Imam Hussein, he begs him, give me permission to fight in the battlefield. Imam Hussein says, Ya Abbas, hold off, Ya Abbas. Then, dear brothers and sisters, they say, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, upon Al-Abbas, came to Imam Hussein saying, Sayyidi, my master Hussein. See, Al-Abbas alayhi salam, dear brothers, give me your attention. I know we took some time, but tonight is for the Abbas. Al-Abbas alayhi salam is not a normal person in the camp. Al-Abbas alayhi salam, even Ibn Sa'd, even Ibn Ziyad, they knew the Abbas alayhi salam was the backbone of the army. Why? They tried to give him safety. Shimr told him, Ya Abbas, you and I have relationship. Come over, I will grant you safety. Al-Imam, they say, Al-Abbas alayhi salam was standing by Imam Hussein. When Shimr started calling, they say Al-Abbas was so embarrassed to answer Shimr, that this person is related to me. He was so embarrassed from Imam Hussein, but the kind heart of Imam Hussein told him, answer him. And then he told, Ya Shimr, you grant me safety. And what about Imam Hussein and the woman and the children? Ya Shimr, you think it's because I have relationship through our mother? Ya Shimr, wallah, he says, look at the words of Al-Abbas. You think I replace anything with Hussein alayhi salam? Imam Hussein salamullahi ta'ala alayhi, on the 10th day of Muharram, Al-Abbas comes to him, Sayyidi Hussein, لقد ضاق صدري. Oh Master Hussein, I cannot bear this no more. Let me do something. Only Abbas was left with Imam Hussein. He begged him, let me go and fight these hypocrites and disbelievers. Dear brothers and sisters, they say Abbas alayhi salam was asking Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein would try to hold off Al-Abbas alayhi salam. Al-Abbas went back to the tent. Now there's a scene I want you to go with me to Karbala with. They say Al-Abbas alayhi salam enters the tent. who came into the tent? Sukaina alayha salam. Sukaina, this young daughter of Imam Hussein, she loved her uncle Abbas. She says, I'm Abbas. I want to ask you for a favor. I'm Abbas. Uncle Abbas, I need something from you. He says, Bunayya Sukaina, what is it you need? She said, give me your hand, I'm Abbas. Uncle Abbas, give me your hand. She took his fingers, she ran them over her lips and said, I'm Abbas. Al-may, al-may. I'm thirsty, I'm Abbas. Bring me water. Al-Abbas alayhi salam. Imagine hearing Sukaina. And when Sukaina said, Al-may, al-may, water, water, all the children outside gathered around the tent of Al-Abbas. They heard the water, they all rushed into the tent of Abbas, hanging on to Abbas, who enters Lady Zainab. Seeing that scene, the children around Al-Abbas calling, I'm Abbas, al-may, we're thirsty, water. Lady Zainab alayha salam looks at her brother Abbas. They both go to Imam Hussein, asking him. Al-Abbas asks Imam Hussein, my master Hussein, if you don't permit me to go and fight, let me go and get the water from the river to give the children. Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he permits al-Abbas. Now al-Abbas alayhi salam goes to the battlefield to make his way to the river to get some water to the women and children. Dear brothers and sisters, come with me. Let us go to Abbas. See Abbas, what he did. They say, Al-Abbas alayhi salam looked at the river. It was guarded by so many soldiers. He made his way through the soldiers. They were fighting him from every direction. But he would say, Ana al-Abbas ibn Ali. Ana al-Abbas ibn Ali. Calling them, reminding them who he is. He is al-Abbas, the son of Ali. They say, they try to stop him from the right and from the left. Al-Abbas would make his way through all the way until he reached to the river of Furat. They say, look, Abbas, Abbas is tired. Abbas is exhausted. Abbas, his heart hears the words al-may, thirst and water from the children. He puts his hand in the water. He feels that water. He wants to drink. But Al-Abbas alayhi salam, the man of integrity, Al-Abbas alayhi salam, the man of love, Al-Abbas takes that water and he throws it back into the river. He says, Ya nafsu man, ba'd al-Husayn huni, wa ba'dahu la kunti aw takuni. Oh self, would you even think of existing after Hussein? هذا الحسين وارد المنون وتشربين بارد المعين. You want to quench yourself from water, and Hussein is thirsty in the camp. Dear brothers and sisters, why did Abbas not drink? You know why? His mother Umm al-Baneen told him, Abbas, if the day comes and the 10th day of Muharram in the land of Karbala, and you take hold of the river, do not quench your thirst before Hussein. Ah, dear brothers and sisters, they say Abbas had the pouch of water. He filled it up. He put it around his neck. He had the banner in one hand, the sword in another. He got right on the horse. أنا العباس ابن علي أنا ابن حلال المشكلات أنا ابن منكس الرايات. They say he went on fighting in the battlefield. What was on Abbas's mind? He wanted to get to the camp. He wanted to give the water to the children. He had Sukaina in his heart. He had Sukaina in his mind. He just wanted to see Sukaina drink from that water. Dear brothers and sisters, they say, they tried to attack Abbas. Abbas alayhi salam be now on the horse with the Abbas, with the banner on the left, with the sword on the right, with the pouch of water around him. He's protecting it like he protects his heart. When his heart exists, it's because the pouch, he wants to get it to the children. And Abbas alayhi salam fighting his way, they attack him from the right, from the left, trying to take him down. No one is able. And they say, dear brothers and sisters, they knew they cannot fight him. So one of those disbelievers, he went on the palm tree, was following Abbas with his arrow, trying to hit Abbas. Then the other tried to hit on the palm tree, seeing when Abbas passes by. And Abbas passed by, they say, he went and he tried to hit Abbas, severing his right palm. They say Abbas alayhi salam could not hold the sword, so he held the banner, holding the pouch, kept on going. Abbas alayhi salam heading towards the camp of Hussein, when another disbeliever from behind jumped on Abbas, severing his left. They say the banner fell. Abbas with no hands, the pouch around his neck, until one of the enemies of Allah threw on him 3 arrows. One landed on his eyes, one landed on his chest, and one landed on the pouch of water. Abbas, he fell on the ground. When he fell on the ground, what did he say? Akhi Hussein, brother Hussein. Here, dear brothers and sisters, laying on the grounds of Karbala, Al-Abbas alayhi salam, you know what hurts him the most? Feeling the water on the grounds of Karbala, knowing he cannot get it to Sukaina. Al-Abbas alayhi salam, his eyes are full of blood now. He cannot see. They dried up. He couldn't open his eyes. Suddenly, Al-Abbas alayhi salam, dear brothers and sisters, he hears some footsteps. Al-Abbas can't move. Al-Abbas struck. Al-Abbas says, whoever you are, give me few moments. Give me few moments, dear brothers and sisters. Why? He tells him, give me few moments. Let me talk to my brother Hussein. But who was standing when Imam Hussein from the camp saw the banner go right and left and it fell on the ground? They say he rushed to Abbas. He didn't believe his eyes. It's a brother Abbas on the ground of Karbala. He said, Akhi Abbas, I am Hussein. He sat right by Abbas. He took Abbas. Stay with me for a second. See what happened. They say Imam Hussein took Abbas in his arms, put his head on his lap. They say Abbas alayhi salam moved his head from the lap of Hussein back to the ground. Imam Hussein held him back again and put him on his lap. He did this 3 times. Al-Hussein told, "Ya Abbas, why do you do this? Why is it every time I put your head on my lap, you put it back on the ground?" He said, "Akhi Hussein, beloved brother Hussein, I want to be supporting you in everything. And like you, when you are martyred in Karbala, who's gonna hold your head? Who's gonna put them in you in their lap?" They say Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, you know, al-Abbas alayhi salam had a request from Hussein. He said, "Brother Hussein, can you wipe the blood from my eyes? I want to take one last look at you." They say Hussein alayhi salam, "Dear brothers and sisters, Abbas was able to open and see the ray of light from the face of Hussein. Imam Hussein wanted to carry Abbas. They say Abbas said, "Brother Hussein, leave me here. Don't take me back to the camp." Hussein alayhi salam said, "Why, Brother Abbas?" He said, "I promise Sukaina water. I cannot go with nothing." You know, dear brothers and sisters, you know the sad thing? One can say, "I don't want to go empty-handed," but even Abbas lost both his hands. Dear brothers and sisters, there's another reason why Abbas was left there. He was left there. So today when we visit him before in Karbala, so look at the greatness of Abbas. You go to the shrine and you can see the greatness of this man, visited by millions and millions. Dear brothers and sisters, Al-Abbas alayhi salam, he looks at Hussein, he says, "Sayyidi, Brother Hussein, السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله." They say Abbas, his soul departed from his body. Al-Hussein عليه السلام, what did he say? الآن انكسر ظهري. Now my back is broken. وقلت حيلتي وشمت في عدوي. They say, Al-Hussein alayhi salam was walking back to the camp. They say, as he was walking back to the camp, his back was leaning forward. He could not hold up. Lady Zainab, Sukaina, they are all waiting. They're waiting for whom? For Al-Abbas. Zainab alayhi salam asked Hussein, "Khoi Hussein, Brother Hussein, where is Al-Abbas? Where is he? Brother Hussein, why did you leave Abbas? Why did you bring him?" Sukaina holds on to her father, Abba Hussein, "Father Hussein, where is Uncle Abbas? He promised me water." He said, "He's bringing water. Where is the water?" They say, dear brothers and sisters, Imam al-Hussein went to the tent of al-Abbas. You know, the tent is held by a pillar. He moved it and the tent fell, and that was the sign that al-Abbas was martyred. Lady Zainab sees this, she can't help it. She says, "Khoya Abbas! Brother Abbas!" She looks, "Where is he? Where he fell?" She starts rushing. Al-Hussein holds her. His arms around Zainab. "Akhti Zainab, Lady Zainab, come back, come back." "Ah, ah, Ukhayya Zainab, ila ayna tadhabin?" تقول له أنا رايحة، أنا رايحة العباسة قاعدة، يا أخويا أنا أنخاك يا عباس. I'm going to wake up عباس so he can come and help me. I'm waking عباس to come and aid me. They say زكينة زكينة. I'm Abbas. Is it true? Can I believe that? You're not coming back. You truly died. I'm Abbas. The water. I'm Abbas. Wa Abbas. عباسا يا عباسا وعباسا وعباسا وعباسا.
Dear brothers and sisters, we brought two flags from the shrines of Imam Hussein and a shrine of Al-Abbas alayhi salam from Karbala. When you see them, remember Al-Abbas alayhi salam. When you see them, remember Hussein. Let us all call from here to Karbala. I do not want anyone to be silent. Ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein,
ya Hussein,
ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, everyone. Ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein. I want you with me. Hussein, 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 Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein,
Ya 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 Hussein, Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya
Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein, لك ولبيك يا حسين
لك ولبيك يا حسين،
لك ولبيك يا حسين،
لك ولبيك يا حسين.
For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Hussein.
For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Hussein.
Laka wa labbayk ya 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 Hussein.
For you and with you, O Mawla.
For you and with you, Hussein. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Hussein.
When Yazid slings and arrows, murdered Allah's sacred brother.
When Yazid slings and arrows, murdered Allah's sacred brother.
When Yazid slings and arrows, murdered Abbas and his father.
When Yazid slings and arrows, murdered Abbas and his father.
Ashkiya taunted our Mawla,
Ashkiya taunted our Mawla.
You have no one, Ibn Zahra.
Ashkiya taunted our Mawla.
When Shabih Mustafa fell, Mawla said this in his farewell.
When Shabih Mustafa fell, Mawla said this in his farewell.
How will I carry you, Akbar?
How will I carry you, Akbar? How will I face Umme Layla? How will I carry you, Akbar? How will I face Umme Layla? Laka wa labbayk ya Hussein. Laka wa labbayk ya Hussein. Laka wa labbayk ya Hussein. Laka wa labbayk ya Hussein.
For you and with you, O Mawla.
For you and with you, Hussein. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Hussein.
Holding a sliver, said O Mawla, Inna lillah batilali.
Holding a sliver, said O Mawla, Inna lillah batilali.
Holding a sliver, said O Mawla, Inna lillah batilali.
Holding a sliver, said O Mawla, Inna lillah batilali.
Tell me how to bury a sliver.
Tell me how to bury a sliver. How to comfort his sakina. Tell me how to bury a sliver. How to comfort his sakina. Laka wa labbayk ya Hussein. 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 For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Hussein. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you,
رضاً بقضائه وتسليماً لأمره مولى وسفر.
رضاً بقضائه وتسليماً لأمره مولى وسفر.
مفرزا بقضائه وتسليما لأمر المولى وافتاد
Heaven is still reverberating,
heaven is still reverberating from the whisper, from the sajda. Heaven is still reverberating from the whisper, from the sajda. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla, for you and with you, Hussein. For you and with you, O Mawla, for you and with you, Hussein.
Why are you hiding the Baba from Sakina Aina Abata?
Why are you hiding the Baba from Sakina Aina Abata?
Why are you hiding the Baba from Sakina Aina Abata?
Why are you hiding the Baba from Sakina Aina Abata?
Come to me, come to the Maktal.
Come to me, come to the Maktal. Ta'al alayya, ya Bunayya. Come to me, come to the Maktal. Ta'al alayya, ya Bunayya. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Husayn.
Yawm Ashura, we killed every Husayni Ashkiya said.
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 Lady Zainab said Husayni,
Lady Zainab said Husayni, Shia will live till Qiyamah. Lady Zainab said Husayni, Shia will live till Qiyamah. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Husayn.
When the zalim tried to suppress forces of freedom and justice.
When the zalim tried to suppress forces of freedom and justice.
When the zalim tried to suppress forces of freedom and justice.
When the zalim tried to suppress forces of freedom and justice.
We will stand up for the mazloom.
We will stand up for the mazloom. As Husaynis with the know-how. We will stand up for the mazloom. As Husaynis with the know-how. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Husayn. For you and with you, O Mawla. For you and with you, Husayn.
Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. Laka wa labbaik ya Husayna, laka wa labbaik ya Husayn. Ya Husayn, Husayn, Ya Husayn, Ya Husayn, Ya Husayn.
Ya
Abbas,
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 Ya
Abbas.